All right, listen, here's what has to happen today. We're going to get off on the right foot. We're going to get off praising God early, and we're going to continue to praise God all the way through our service today. That's the reason we've kind of changed things up. I want to keep you awake. I want to make sure that you get what we're doing and that you're able to see that. Last week, we began a new series, 6-message series. We're going to be talking about getting back to the basics and what that looks like for us. Last week, we talked about Bible study and the importance of small group getting together, about corporate worship. And today we're going to take that acronym of BASICS, and it's about adoration. It's about the adoration of God. So today we're going to learn what that means. This is what I need to happen right now. I don't know what's going on in that head of yours right now, but I need you to forget all of it. Forget it. I don't know what TV show you're thinking about or what you're preparing for lunch or how quickly you're going to get out of here, because that's what the devil wants. Forget about every bit of that today, and we're going to really focus on, through the message and through song that follows, about adoring our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen? Thank you. So you're off to, you're pretty good. You're in the race, and we're running now. It's time for us to get that pace that works well for you as an individual, and you maintain that all the way through our service. Because when we come into these doors, gathering together as a body of believers, it's about one thing and one thing only. It's not about a message. It's not about a song. It's about praising King Jesus. And so today, my prayer is that you get the message, that you understand it, and then you get the worship all at the same time. And I have really three things that I want to share with you this morning. If you have your bulletins, go on and flip over. Turn in your Bible to Acts chapter 2, verses 42 through 47. All right, last week I did it. I'm doing it again today. Hold these up. All right, back to the basics. Just the basics. This is a Bible. You've got that. Turn it to Acts chapter 2, verse 42 through 47. We're going to be in Acts chapter 2 for today and the next 4 weeks. That way you'll know exactly where we're going to be. You won't forget. We're going to be in Acts chapter 2, 42 through 47. Where are we this morning? Oh, you guys are doing good this morning. So stand in honor of the reading of God's word. And they continued steadfastly. This is after they had begun to get together. God had already grown the church. It started at about 120. Now you read in verses 40 and 41, God added 3,000 souls that day. We talked about that last week. Here we are in verse 42. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and prayers. Then fear, or awe, came upon every soul. And many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. Now all who believed were together and had all things in common. They sold their possessions and goods. They divided among everyone as they had need. So continuing together with one accord in the temple and breaking of bread from house to house, together they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. Will you pray with me? Blessed Father in heaven, in the matchless name of Jesus, again, we approach your throne and we ask right now that you would feel the sincerity of our hearts. Father, that if there are those who are here who have things going on in their minds, in their hearts, that's distracting them from adoring you, Lord, would you remove that right now? Lord, would you help us to be able to focus completely on you today? That we would be able to understand the attitude of praise and what it means to love you with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Father, we ask it today in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, I'm going to have to take this off. I am really, really hot. Hope that's okay, but goodness gracious, it's hot in here today. Amen. I got some amens already. Here we go. We're going in the right direction. So maintain that, because we're going to have a message this morning. I pray that God opens your heart as we talk about these things, about adoring King Jesus. And you think about that. What does it mean to adore someone? When a child comes into the world that you and I live in today, we're so excited and so tickled to be able to hold those babies in our hands. We adore them. We take them. We squeeze their little cheeks together. And we're just so excited and overcome with joy, we can't help but praise God because of them. Matter of fact, yesterday I was able to go to the hospital and to visit a family. Miss Haley Jackson gave birth to her twins. One of them was 5 pounds, the other one was 7 pounds, boy, girl. They're beautiful babies, they're healthy, and we'll have that in the scroll this week for you to get those names and just to be able to praise God together with us. But we're excited when you and I have an opportunity to see these babies, and we just adore them, we love them so much. What's the first thing we begin to do? We begin to tell everybody about these babies that we've been blessed with. We go from house to house sometimes, from Facebook page to Facebook page, from friend to friend, and we tell them about this child that God has given us to worship, not to worship, but to adore, to love, to cherish. And we're so excited about that we're not afraid or ashamed to tell anybody, are we? We're really not. Now you think about that when it comes to how you and I worship King Jesus. We gather together every week on Sundays, on Wednesdays. Some of us have our Bible studies through the week together, and we spend time. The goal is that we would adore God, that we would understand the importance of coming into His presence and lifting up His name. His name is worthy of praise. Amen. His name is. And we see the scripture this morning, and what the scripture says, that they gathered together. It says all who believed were together and had all things in common. So here it is, three things. And number one is this. If you have your bulletin, I've already encouraged you to turn it over. We are here. This is where we are. This word together is mentioned in some shape, form, or fashion three times in these five verses. It's important that you understand that we gather together. We get together in large group, which is what we have right now. Before this began, we had Sunday school or small group in the other building and upstairs in the youth area. But it's about understanding that God desires that we spend time together. And not only does he expect that, but you know, there's also this thing called private worship. And I want to tell you that private worship just is not enough. I don't care who you are, you need to understand today that you can worship God when you're by yourself, when you're alone, but in context with the Word of God, it just is not enough. There's a progression, both kinds of worship that are important for you and for me to be able to really experience the full context of worshiping King Jesus. As a matter of fact, the psalmist said in Psalms 34 verses 1 and 2, he said this, I will extol the Lord at all times. Literally means highly praise. I will highly praise the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. Think about that for a moment. His praise will always be on my lips. At any moment or any second, I have an opportunity to praise King Jesus. I'm going to praise Him with my lips. My soul will boast in the Lord. The afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. Isn't that good? We've got one already worshiping God. You hear that voice? See, you don't hear that as worship, but God does. So we're going to continue to teach that. And here we are. We're going to highly praise God today. And then it gets down here to the last, and it says, glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. So what we're going to do today is we're going to exalt the name of Jesus together. Amen? To exalt means to lift up high. To lift Him up. His name is above every name that you can speak. Any name that has ever been on the tip of your tongue, forget about that for a moment and put the name of Jesus right there. Because it's all about Jesus. Amen? We'll see that. We're here and we're together, and there's something about being together. I want to tell you, there's something for showing up. Because when it boils down to it, I want to tell you something. We got about over 500 people on church roll, and any given Sunday, about 50% is what shows up. So there's something to be said about us gathering together, about us participating in worship. But let me share with you what Hebrews 10:25 says. It's a good one. Listen, it says, let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another. And all the more as you see the day approaching. See, God is calling you and I to be more faithful than any time we're gathering together. It's important that we're able to nudge each other and we're able to say, did you hear that? Or we're able to lift up our hands and say, look, he is worshiping right now. And we're to get excited about seeing those things together. Something to be said about worshiping God together. It's like that wildfire, that revival that we hope for, that we pray for. It starts with one, but when that fire catches hold, what happens is it ignites so quickly that the rest of us just can't hardly stand it. And we've got to praise God together. Can we start that now? Can we? I'm sure hoping so. We need to get started on it. So here we are. And we're going to worship God together. Every week, every opportunity we have to spend time in His presence, we're going to worship God together. So let me ask you a question. Why are we here this morning? Together. You got that? To worship God together. Don't lose that. You need to hang on to it. You need to hold on to it. You need to wrap it up and to hold it tight closely to your heart. Because we're gathered to worship God together. The songs are great. The message sometimes, occasionally is okay. But our purpose is not to gather for the message. Our purpose is not to gather for the songs. Our purpose is to gather together to offer a sacrifice of praise to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Here I am, Lord. Take me. Receive me just as I am. And so here we are, the next thing that I want to share with you. We're gathered here together. It's important. All of the believers were together and had all things in common. Then they sold their possessions and they gave to all, divided among themselves as any had need. Verse 46 says, so continuing daily with one accord. They were together daily with one accord in the temple, in the breaking of bread from house to house. They ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God. So there they are in verse 46. They're together again. But listen to this. Back up just for a moment. I want you to look at something that's pretty neat. Look at verse 43 for me for a second. Listen to this scripture. It says this. Then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. And so there they are together, and all of a sudden something powerful happens. God shows up. Isn't that exciting? So here we are together, and then all of a sudden God shows up. Isn't that good? Where two or more are here together, gathered in His name, there He is in our midst. And I don't know about you, but I look around and I see there's more than two or three. It doesn't matter if there's two or three or 200 or 300 or 2,000 or 3,000. The point is, God shows up when we get together. Man, what would happen if God would show up and show out? Oh, what kind of a blessing would that be? Everyone was filled with awe, the scripture says. This word for fear is phobos in Greek. It's a pretty amazing word. It literally means profound respect and awe. Profound respect and awe. Reverence. It's about giving God the reverence that He is due. It's about respecting Him in such a mighty way. You understand His power, and in His presence, you are brought to your knees in humble adoration. Like this. Because you know that you and I are not worthy to be in His presence. We're brought to our knees. But because God shows up and He's here, we don't stay there long, because I'm going to tell you, I believe with all of my heart, if God really shows up when we show up together, that you can't stay in your seat or you can't stay on your face, because you have to get up and praise God. When's it going to start? I'm going to keep asking until it begins today. When is it going to begin? Because our worship is about us adoring King Jesus together. In the 19th century, people traveled for miles and miles and miles to go to the Plymouth Church in Brooklyn. For miles and miles, they wanted to hear Henry Ward Beecher preach the gospel. He had a simple message that he would preach, and he would preach it, but it was a powerful message that he preached. One Sunday, he decided that he was going to play hooky, that he was going to get someone to fill in. So he got his brother to come and to fill in the pulpit for him. An amazing thing happened. People were there. They gathered together. They saw that Henry wasn't the one bringing the gospel message today. And many of the people who had gathered together simply got up and tried to sneak out. When they tried to do that, oh, Henry, the preacher, stood up from the back. And he said, "People, if you gathered here today to hear Henry preach, then leave. But if you gathered here today to worship God, then please remain." Wow. Do you get that? It's about us gathering together to praise our God because God is here. Let me ask you this. How many of you believe that God is here today? Yeah? I believe that. Where two or more have gathered, God is here in our midst. Where two or more have gathered, we gather where there's a commonality. There's a koinonia. There's a fellowship. There's something in common that we have, and that commonality is Jesus. A.W. Tozier wrote something outstanding about this awe, this fear, this reverence. This is what he said. He said, "I'm not talking about the solemn attitude that pervades many churches today. In some churches, they have the idea that if you create an atmosphere more like a funeral service, that you are reverencing God. That's not what being filled with awe in God's presence is about. As a matter of fact, there have been times when people were so overcome by God's holiness and their lack of holiness that they fell to the floor under the burden of their sin, weeping and wailing. Being filled with awe can be loud sometimes." Listen to him. "Being filled with awe can be loud sometimes." It says, "You're filled with awe when you have transcended your earthly view and you've caught a glimpse of the eternal glory of the living God." Like Isaiah in the temple, when we see the Lord high and lifted up, we fall at his feet in humble repentance and surrender. So we're here. According to the scripture, God is here. We should be doing so much more. And my heart breaks. So here we are. The last point that I want to share with you this morning is this. It's about celebration. So let us praise God together. Amen. I want to ask you, and be honest as you can. Some of you are going to say, "Yeah, I agree." Some of you, you're not going to say anything. But if you're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, if you're not ashamed of what God has done in your life, if you're not ashamed, then please, somebody, say, "I'm not ashamed." I'm not ashamed. Man, we're so overcome with fear of what somebody else is going to say that we don't enter into a time of worship when we gather together. Praise God. And it's about gathering together to worship King Jesus. So here we are. Let us praise him. Verse 47 is talking about constant praise. Verse 46 says, "So continuing daily with one accord in the temple and the breaking of bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart." Listen to verse 47. "Praising God and having favor with all the people." Praising God and having favor with all the people. Then something amazing happens, takes place when we're praising God and having favor with all the people. "And the Lord added to the church daily those who are being saved." Do you know why I believe we don't see a lot of salvation? Do you know, I want to tell you, I believe because we're missing the praise part. I don't think we're giving God the glory that's due his name. I think we're missing something. And I believe when we, you and I, begin together to praise God the way he expects to be praised, then God is going to begin to do things that you and I cannot imagine. He's going to shake the core of our very foundation. I believe that. I'm telling you, with all of my heart, I believe that. Over 300 times in the Old Testament, the Bible talks about praising God because of his greatness. We simply praise God because of who he is. And then we get here, Psalms 100, verse 1 and 2. It says this, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Can I just say, wow. God's expectations of us are high. And our expectations of us are very, very low. Aren't they? I think because when we gather together, when we get it, we understand. Vince Havner, he said it this way. He said, too many churches start at 11 o'clock sharp and end at 12 o'clock dull. What do you think? Why are we here today? Why? I'm here to praise God. I get to praise God by the proclamation of his word. I get to praise God by the lifting up my voice in song. I get to praise God with an attitude, with the heart that God has created within me. And I'm going to tell you, come hell or high water, I'm going to praise God in your presence and in the presence of the world because I believe glory is due his name and nobody else's. So today, we're about to come to a close with the message of the word. And we're going to praise God continually by song. So I want to encourage you, join me in prayer. And even as we enter into this time right now, if God so moves you to come during this prayer time and pour your heart out on this altar, then you come. And then we're going to join Cameron and Charles and Janice and Austin and Brian. And we're going to praise God through song today at First Baptist Church. So will you pray with me right now? And if God moves you in this silence, if God moves you to come and pray, do not be ashamed. Do not be ashamed. Do not be hindered. So bow with me now and come as God speaks to your heart. Father in heaven, in the matchless, mighty, most holy name of Jesus, today we come before your throne of grace. Father, I ask that we be moved to respond in your presence with awe and wonder. As you move, as you enter into this time with us, as we feel your presence, we feel you speak to our hearts. Lord, please don't allow us to leave unchanged or untouched. Father, today, do a mighty work in our heart. Help us to see where we failed you so many times. Father, today, help us to praise you. Lord, your word tells us that as it goes forth, it'll not return void. And I believe that someone is receiving the word that has been proclaimed today. Lord, not about the preacher, not about the message, but about the one the message is about. Father, today, I ask that you would receive the honor and glory that's due you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Listen, as they sing, I just want to open the altar up. Is that okay?
Yes.
I just want to open it up. Listen, it's about you getting this and understanding as we sing praises to our Heavenly Father today. If God speaks to your heart and he moves you to respond, you respond without any reservation or any hindrances. You do that today. Brother, it's yours.
Alas, and did my Savior bleed?